This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Thousands of supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump gathered in Washington, D.C. Saturday to decry the results of the presidential election won by President-elect Joe Biden. Hundreds of the protesters wore the black and yellow colors of the right-wing Proud Boys organization, which has been identified by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group. The protests come a day after the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a long-shot lawsuit filed by Texas and backed by Mr. Trump to throw out the election results in four states. The Supreme Court decision allows the U.S. Electoral College to press ahead with a meeting on Monday, where it is expected to formally cast its votes and make Mr. Biden's victory official. The nation's largest veterans organization and U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are joining the calls for the ouster of President Donald Trump's Veterans Affairs Chief. This comes after a government audit found that VA Secretary Robert Wilkie acted unprofessionally, if not unethically, according to the audit, in the handling of a congressional aide's allegation of sexual assault at a VA hospital. The national commander of the American Legion is urging Wilkie and several other top VA officials cited in the report to resign because of what they call violation of trust of the agency's commitment to not tolerate harassment of any kind. The VA says Wilkie, who has denied wrongdoing, doesn't intend to resign. And EU and UK Brexit negotiators Michael Barnier and David Frost departed after talks on a potential post-Brexit EU-UK deal on Saturday. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen have set a Sunday deadline to decide.